I've been through so many things in my life, and I know some people have seen through other family reunions, but just to give you a little small story of myself, just growing up, I got into a lot of fights in the neighborhood, and I've just gotten to this all these type of fights. And then when I was in school, I had a learning disability. They said, you might as well not even go to college because just the way you process learning is a little slow, so we have to separate you from the other students. And kind of killed my self-esteem a little bit. Then I went into depression. I got a butt guy at the end, so y'all can speak with me. I went through depression where I had to go to counseling and psychology and take these pills and all these different things that happened to me. And then when I was a teenager, I kept having accidents to the point where I didn't even want to drive anymore. Where State Farm dropped me off of their insurance because they said I wasn't in good hands. And I just went through so many different trials and tribulations. I was like, Lord, what is this? I got so many weaknesses in me. I have a learning disability. I can't drive. I can't. He said, you put all of this in my hands and see what I can do. Just like the lady that came with just a little bitty mic and placed it in my hand. Just like when they didn't have enough fish and they placed it in his hand. See what I will do with this. I said, okay, how do I do that, God? I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just give you my change or something? He said, no, give me your heart. And I will give you my life. And I'll receive his life. He said, first words that I heard all church. I grew up under a pew. You know, you're a veteran, you got to go to church. But I heard these words for the first time. I thought I've heard them all my life. He said, Wendell, you are forgiven. And after that, I was set free. Amen. I went to school. Amen. Got my bachelor's, got my master's, got my doctor's. Amen. I'm on a job where I train other people how to drive because they don't know how to drive, and I'm a trainer of other people that can't drive right. So I've been getting certificates and awards about how to teach other people how to drive. I'm a counselor where I help other people through their depression, and God has anointed me to be a blessing for all the stuff that I couldn't see. I'm so dealing with it. And quality and quantity.
Yes, Lord.
Good. He said, you know what? And you don't got to study war no more. You ain't got to get all these. He said, you know what? I've been on this grant the last 10 years that's been going into the public schools in the city teaching kids how to not fight. I said, what is this, God? Everything I give to you, you give back, but you give back in quality and quantity. He said, that's what you do. That's what happens when you put it in my hands. Amen. Let's go to the word. Paul said this. He said, I want you to take this from me, Lord. Take this from me, Lord. But this is what God said in 2 Corinthians 12. It says, three times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasures in your weakness. Do y'all take pleasures in y'all weaknesses?
that's a weak one right there.
And in the insults, have you been insulted this year? Are you proud of that? I'm not. Harsh words, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, but when I am weak, that is when I'm strong. Because at my weakness, that's where we place it in God's hands. At our weaknesses, that's why I said, Jesus, I surrender to you. Why is it that we have to get beat up all through life and they say, oh God, I can't do it no more, and we give it to him? He said, you should have gave it to me in the first place. You don't got to get beat up that bad. He said, don't you just stop. You know, we didn't start off just singing and stuff. We went in the back room and we prayed first. Because we know we ain't had no practice. I prayed about this message. Why? Because we surrender our life to him first. Because
Because everything you give him first, he gives back to you double. Amen. So I don't pray to get me out of this. Get me out of this. I say, God, how you going to use this? Because all things work together for the good, y'all. For those who love him. For those who are called to his purpose. And you all are called to God's purpose. Amen. All things work together for the good that love God. So I never say, God, get me out. I say, God, how are you going to bless me through this storm? How are you going to be the center eye that gives me peace that I can't even understand, but I know I'm coming out? And who is the next person that I have to talk to that when I was going through this, then I helped them to go through this? Amen? Come on now. It's God's goodness and his mercy causes us to change, y'all. If it ain't his mercy and it ain't his goodness, ain't nothing else going to cause you to change. And Romans 2:4 says this, do you have contempt for the riches of God's generosity, his tolerance, his patience? You know, God good, but he ain't going to be good to you all the time, Josh. No, no. His mercy can do it forever. Don't you realize that God's kindness is supposed to lead you to change your heart and your life? See, when I knew God loved me, I couldn't help but to repent and say, Mama, I'm sorry. I didn't see that you were praying for me all this time and I was walking in foolishness. I'm sorry that, I'm sorry. And the Lord said this, you thought that I was just protecting you while you were on this earth? I was protecting you through James Bevin. I was protecting you through Corbin. I was protecting you and your grandfather. That's deep. I said, Lord, you've been with me for how long? He said, before the foundation of the earth, I have loved you. I have given myself. That's why we can surrender to him. That's why we can give back to him, because he first gave to us. That's right. It's mercy. I had to look up this word mercy this morning. It says, compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone who is within one power to punish or harm. Then I read the scripture, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, and he presents the what? Your bodies as a living sacrifice. I thought about Peter and how he lied on Jesus 3 times and said he didn't know him. And Jesus came back and kind of confronted him. He was like, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I love you, Lord. But Jesus was saying, guess what? I'm taking you right back in. Right where you belong, right with me. He didn't beat him up. He showed him mercy. He said, I beseech you. Beseech you means, please, come with me. Come with me. Join with me. Brethren, by the mercies of God. That means if somebody messes up, this is how Peter will make that person repent. Listen, brother, I know you did wrong. But I come to you saying this, man. Jesus, I was hanging out with him. I seen him do miracles. I seen him turn water to wine. I seen all the stuff he did. And I still say I didn't know him. And he came back. He loved me. He loved me the same way. Don't let this mistake stop you from God's best. He said 3 times that I love you. Because why? With man, 3 times and you out. With God, he said, you just struck out, but I'm seeing right back for you. Psalms 136 says, thanksgiving to God for his enduring mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is what? Good. For his mercy endures what? Forever. Oh, give thanks to God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. I said, Lord, why do you keep saying this? He said, because you keep condemning yourself. So I got to keep saying this over and over and over and over and over and over. Even when somebody ran out on you, I haven't ran out on you. This love is everlasting. It goes on and on and on. I did a wedding last week and I took my ring off. And I held up the ring and almost cried. Because that circle means it goes out. Even when somebody says, I ain't gonna forgive you. Guess what? Ain't gonna stop the word movement in my life. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's where I said, Mr. Psychology, man, I ain't got to take medicine no more because I don't give my joy to man no more. I give it to Jesus. He's the finisher of my soul. He's my Wi-Fi to power and might and strength. But I can't look to the left or the right. I can look to the hills. We coming my help. My help coming from the Lord.
That's good.
He the one that made heaven and earth, not man. When everybody's about to stone Mary, he says, guess what? I'm not going to stone you, and I can't stone you, but I'm not going to stone you. I'm the only one that has the authority too, and I say, I give you mercy. I go and sin no more.
Hallelujah.
When love seems like it's not working out, don't worry. His love is always working. Even when it goes past your understanding, you don't even know what you're doing here. What's going on? He says, my love is still working. Me and Keith had problems with that Wi-Fi at that place. I don't want to say it online because we always online, but I said, this Wi-Fi broke. He's like, the Wi-Fi ain't broke. You just got to tap in. God ain't broken nobody. You just got to tap in. Come on, man. And say, I'm stepping away from him.
That's good.
He's always going.
That's good.
But we ain't always going. Thank
you.
That's why those songs hit my heart because it's not just something I'm preaching up here. It's my life.
Yes.
When I'm having good days, I'm still praising. When I'm having bad days, I'm still praising. Why? Because I can't see Wi-Fi going through his room, but it's in here. I can't see love going through, but it's in here. It's all around here, amen. He's in you. Love that you all shared in fellowship today. As the church in Bethany. It was at the park. It was everywhere. Can y'all feel that love? How do you know that the wind is blowing? You see the flag. How do you know why it's here? You see love. Warm embrace. Forgiveness. Grace. Love is patient. Love is kind. Some of you all been waiting for these children to change in your life. And he said, guess what? You keep dropping those seeds, and I'm going to bring the increase. Don't trust in yourself. It says, trust in the what? Lord. With all your heart. Some of y'all signals is weak. And you can't access that Wi-Fi to God because you got to give it all to him. I didn't have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I just have Jesus. And lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge. What you want to do here, Jesus? How you want to do this, Jesus? Well, somebody said, you hide behind God. Yeah, I am hiding behind God. Because he's the only one that got the plan. The master plan. I had somebody come to me the other day. So what happened about that one time you was at Domino's though? When I was 19, I was working at Domino's and I had got robbed. Got pushing down the steps. Now, if you don't know me, my dad taught me how to box. And I used to fight with some of my friends in the Marines and all these different types of tactics I know. And I was falling down these steps. Man, my flesh went this. You already know what I mean. Guy came running down the steps after me. God, I know I can lean to your own understanding, but this guy, he's coming kind of fast on me. So I swing on him. And he got me in a jaw. I said, hold on, my God, I gotta hold this guy. I held him. The Lord said, don't get him. I said, what? No. You he just sold me my job. He said, no, get him. It's not going to turn out good. I said, God, and this is all in the midst of all this chaos. I can hear the Holy Spirit. You can hear the Holy Spirit in the song. You don't know how you hear it, but it's that inner peace that's like, don't do that. So I said, okay, God, I'm letting this up. And the guy, he got off, he looked at me, I looked at him. I said, what you want to do, man? I said, listen, I ain't got nothing but love for you, brother. I
I don't know what you want from me, man, but I'm just letting you know, man, because I don't want no beef. He said, man, I can't even rob you. I can't even do nothing to you. It's almost like he had a restraint on me. But I say God is good, man. I'm not playing. It's not a game I play. And I say I'm okay. He stepped back and he poured out a weapon. He said, God bless you. But he didn't use it. He said, just go on. I can't do nothing. He said, all right. And when I was running up the stairs, he said, don't go that way. He said, my friends are waiting to jump like that. And I looked over by my rainbow rider, all his little over there trying to try out to get him. He said, go this way so you can be safe. I went that way, I jumped that fence, boy, and I went, my dad picked me up, took me to the police, we identified the guy, he ended up actually taking somebody else's life before they found him, and, but I said, God, you knew something before I knew it. He says, trust in me. I know you want to trust in your eye gate sometimes. Trust in me. I know it's some hardship that you go through sometimes, but trust in me. Put it in my hands. And watch me do wonders and miracles and signs. I said, well, God, he could have touched my life. He said, so what? Your dream came true when Jesus died for you on the cross. So I say, God, I don't have permission for me to tell myself what to do anymore. I give my life away so you
That's good.
Can use me. See, I didn't have the nice melody behind when that guy was hitting me in my jaw. I didn't have the nice keyboard. I didn't have the tunes when I just said, Lord, I trust you. It was my life on the line. Nice though, it's good. Ooh, y'all bad. Giving your life away. Making a choice. Say, Jesus, if you say forgive this person, even though they act like a jerk for me, I don't have a choice. I forgive you. I love you, sister. I love you, brother. But you see what they did to you with the hand. I love them anyway. I don't give them rights. I give my rights to Christ.
Hallelujah.
To live is Christ. So if I'm going to be on this earth, then I'm going to let the light shine through it. To die is gain. I'm going to give my grandpa James Bethany, I'm going to give my other grandpa Charles, and I'm going to be like, I'm here, God. Let's celebrate. But it will be criminal for me today if I don't introduce you to my best friend. See, when I pray for people at the hospital and they're about to exit out of here, they don't say, oh man, I wish I would have got that job. Oh, no. On that day, on that death day, they want to know who Jesus is.
That's right.
I'm telling you what the real world is. When I pray for people and they ain't about to exit out, they ain't caring about their career no more. Only two things they care about. Sometimes it's about how they would have wished they would have spent more time with their family, which we're doing. I want to know who Jesus is. Everybody just bow your heads and close your eyes. I know some of you all, but I don't know you all. I just want you all to hear that to me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying. Thank you for loving me. Even when I didn't love myself, you died. Thank you for that. Thank you for rising up for me on the third day, for going to hell for me. And I believe with my heart, confess with my mouth, that you are Lord in my life. And and I receive your salvation.
In Jesus' name.
And just keep your eyes closed if it's a personal decision. That was the very first time that you ever asked Jesus to come into your heart. Just keep your eyes closed. Just raise your right hand. I see your 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 hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. You know what we have now? Father Jesus, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for bringing salvation into many people's hearts in this room, Father Lord. Your word is truth. Your word is faithful, Lord. In heaven, you are celebrating right now. Every person that comes into your kingdom, there's a celebration going on. And we thank you for that, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If that was the very first time that you ever asked, we're going to ask you at the end, just receive a Bible and to let us know so we can pray for you and so we can guide you on the road of salvation, of how God has saved you in your new life. Amen. The Bible says old things have passed away and now you are a new creation. Amen. That means that you have a brand new slate. Amen. And he sees you as he sees Christ. Amen. Wasn't that good? Amen.